Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Dalet 1-4. The Mishnah turns to a new topic, and it doesn't give you very prominent signposting that we've gone on to a new topic, and therefore you are likely to misunderstand this Mishnah and what it's talking about. The Mishnah is talking about the witnesses, the Edim, who will come to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Sanhedrin, to testify they saw the new moon. The Mishnah, since it continues after the last Mishnah, which was talking about the emissaries, the Shluchim, going from the Sanhedrin, one would think this is talking about those same people, but it is not. It's changed topic, and that really becomes the focal point of much of the next Mishnayos here, for the next, 17 Mishnayos or something. We're going to talk about the Edim and how they came to Yerushalayim and testified. So, Al Shnei Chadashim Mechalin Es HaShabbos. On 2 months, they would, even if it was necessary, be Mechal Shabbos, desecrate the Shabbos, meaning they would travel beyond the Tchum, etc., on Shabbos, to give their testimony. We are not talking about the Shluchim of the previous Mishnah, who I told you would never be Mechal Shabbos or Yom Tov, but the Edim who are going to come to testify that they saw the new moon on the previous night will come. It has to be done today. The Pasuk says, Ela Modei Hashem Mikre Kodesh Asher Tikru Osam B'mo Adam. You will declare them B'mo Adam in their proper time, and therefore, even on Shabbos, you got to come and testify. So, really, midoraisa, that could happen all 12 months of the year, but the rabbi said without a Beis HaMikdash, it's only relevant for 2 of the 12 months, which would set up the calendar, and therefore, although midoraisa all 12 months, midorabanan, only on 2 months did they allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. Al Nisan Val Tishrei, and those are for the months of Nisan and Tishrei, because from Nisan and Tishrei, you will be able to establish, if you know Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei correctly, from there, the rest of the Jewish calendar, meaning the 3 Regalim, as well as Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are the 5 Doreis holidays, can all be established since they fall out in Nisan or Tishrei, or in the case of Shavuos, exactly as a function of when Pesach falls out. Shebehen Hashluchin Yotzin L'Suria. On those months, in addition, because the calendar is really focused on that, they need to go all the way to Syria, all the way out to Syria, which is like modern-day Syria. And actually, on the other months, because remember the previous missions that they go out on 6 months of the year, on the other months, they also went out, of course, not just on these 2 months, but on those months, they would go out really from to get a little extra time, they go out earlier. If they saw that it was clearly evident when the new moon was, if it was Ba'alil, if it wasn't like, bright and clear for everybody, they wouldn't necessarily wait. But for these 2 months of Nisan and Tishrei, they would wait until they heard the Bezin explicitly say, Mekudash, that the holiday has been, the month has been sanctified. And that being the case, they had less time to travel, it's more of a rush. And of course, these are the most important months set up the calendar for the Doraisa holidays. So therefore, for all the reasons, we make sure that the Edim are there on time and know, even if it means them being Mechal Shabbos. Uvehen misaknin es ha-moados. From those holiday, the Rosh Chodeshes as they're established, that's when all the holidays, the moados, the different Doraisa festivals, etc., will be established. Ukeshaya beis ha-mikdash kayam. When there was a beis ha-mikdash standing, so then mechalin afal kulan. Then all 12 months of the year, the witnesses were allowed to be mechal Shabbos and bring their testimony. Bipnei takanas ha-korban. Because you need to get the special korban musaf, the additional offering that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, of course, needs to be brought in its proper time, and can only be brought if they knew when Rosh Chodesh was. That's a Doraisa obligation. Therefore, we let all of the Edim who saw the new moon come, even on Shabbos, every month of the year, when there's a possibility to bring the musafim, the extra offerings that are brought on Rosh Chodesh. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, no need to do that, and therefore it's only done on these 2 months of Nisan and Tishrei.